The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Throughout history, dreamers have opened the door for positive change that reshapes the world. Our dreams and stories can also attract individual prosperity and success. Join creative artist Valerie June, Aisha Ophelia, Jacqueline Suskin, and Sarah Walco for The Power of Radical Imagination, a weekend workshop May 24th to 26th at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Ignite your radical imagination and cultivate positive change. Learn more at eomega.org/thrive.
Hello and welcome to my podcast. I'm Dr. Stephen Farmer, psychotherapist, shamanic practitioner, author, and teacher, and I'll be exploring with you ways to connect with spirit animals, ancestors, spirits of nature, how to heal from trauma, and many other topics. So stay tuned. Hello again, Dr. Stephen Farmer, and for the purpose of this podcast, Doc Stephen. I thought about this for some time and decided to do something quite different for the podcast, thus the title, Stories and Songs. There was a period of, several years where I was actually writing quite a few original songs. As some of you may know, I play guitar and sing. It's a great hobby. It's not something that I want to take and go out on the road with, but it is a great hobby, and it is a creative pursuit, if you will. And I think that's something that everybody should have, something creative, no matter what it is, dancing, singing, etc. Anyway, I chose a few of these songs, just a handful, three or four of these songs, that I thought I would tell the backstory of the song. I've always found that interesting. There was to hear about what is this song about, or what's the genesis of the song. MTV had a series some time ago, Behind the Music, and I always enjoyed learning a little bit more about those popular songs and how did they originate. So I'm replicating that to some degree without the video, of course. So I do trust that you'll enjoy this as we proceed. And even more importantly, I hope that you enjoy the songs themselves. This first song was instigated by a conversation with someone who was planning to produce a concert that would be an acknowledgement of the 100th year anniversary of the Armenian genocide by the Ottoman Empire in 1915-1916. The concert never actually took place, but I do appreciate that it instigated this creative process of writing the song. I spoke with a good friend of mine, Martin Jordan, about collaborating on this song, and he agreed to do so. Martin unfortunately died just a few years ago, yet his legacy lives on in this particular song as well as other songs that he had written and produced. We would exchange lyrics and music and ideas back and forth until we reached a point where we said, this is it, this is the song. And you'll notice the Irish lilt to the song, which is definitely amongst the lyrics and the music, Martin's contribution, as he is an Irishman. So enjoy the song.
Take from me the fear and the spite. What's it gonna take to give up the fight? Seeds of hate grow in darker ground. Can't leave it alone, but don't want it around anymore. Come to me, my darling, sing me a song. Tell me how two rights can make wrong. The moral of the story escapes me somehow. Trying to hold steady till I figure out how to breathe. again. I want to breathe again. I hold my fist tight, my teeth are sinking into my skin. My eyes are aching, I'm feeling forsaken. Don't want to let it in. There's nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. You can always conquer, you can never divide. There's something inside that will never grow old. Please take me back to the truth of my soul, so I can breathe again. I wanna breathe again. Everything changes, nothing's written in stone. You never have to go it alone. I hold out my hands for all to see. I shout to the heavens, please set me free, so I can breathe again. I wanna breathe again.
Playing that song or listening to it, which I dedicate to Martin Jordan, always brings back pleasant memories about this man. He was a great man, great musician, composed quite a few different songs, and I felt very, very honored to be able to collaborate with him on that song. The next one tells a story of something that happened or was triggered by something that happened in Hawaii. I had the good fortune to live for a period of time on the Big Island, off and on, and the Big Island is where the volcano is. I was sitting outside one time, I was strumming my guitar, and I heard a voice in my head that I attribute to Pele. That really worked me. Pele is the goddess of the mountain, the goddess of the volcano. And it's not in Hawaiian lore, it's not that she's a symbol of the volcano or just the goddess of the volcano or the mountain. She is the mountain. That's a distinct difference. It inspired me to write this song and record it, and I trust that you'll enjoy it. There are references beginning with the goddess of the mountain, which is Pele. And I know that traveling back and forth from the mainland to the Big Island, and when I would stay at the Big Island, very often I would hear that voice, her voice, in my head saying, "Play that song for me, boy." And so here's the song. It's called Like a Tree in the Wind.
Goddess of the mountain, you come to me in my dreams. When I lay me down, the heat of your love makes me believe. Such a beautiful world before my eyes. across the meadow. You can hear her cry. Can you hear her cry? They say love and kindness will always win in the end. The world is but an illusion. Be like a tree in the wind. Like a tree in the wind. Like a tree in the wind. Lady of the waters, purify my soul and set me free. Clearing the way so I can be who I came here to be.
This next song is about love found, followed by a couple of tunes about love lost. When I met this woman, I was quite enamored with her in a number of ways, and I began to think perhaps we have some sort of spiritual mission together or something like that. It wasn't real clear or defined at that point, but there was definitely a mutual attraction. We did end up getting together and were together for a number of years until it fell apart, as sometimes relationships do. So it tells a story, and please enjoy that as a story. We all carry a bagload of stories, and this one tells the story of love found. It's called To Be With You in the Light.
Walking down the avenue, I never knew, I didn't know that I wanted to, and I couldn't wait to talk with you. Strutting like a king, but shaking inside, everything seems a little fuzzy, all I want to do is walk with you. When you turned around and came away from the scene and carried yourself on over to me, I bet you didn't know how much I wanted to be with you. To be with you. To be with you in the light. In the light. It was just for a moment when you touched my hand. Was it an accident or was it a plan? It doesn't matter. wasn't hard to figure out when you looked at me that way that we'd known each other another time, another day, cause our hearts knew. When you turned around and came away from the scene and carried yourself on over to me, I bet you didn't know how much I wanted to be with you. To be with you. To be with you in the light. In the light. It's a cry and shame when you try to ease the pain by chasing away the beggars at the door. There's plenty of ways to get through the day without leaving your soul shouting out for more. Going down the road and there's no turning back. Got a crystal in my pocket and my Panama hat. I'm so lucky. Was a jagged empty road till you came along. Now you're walking with me and filling me up with your loving. When you turned around and came away from the scene and carried yourself on over to me, I bet you didn't know how much I wanted to be with you. To be with you. To be
history. Dreamers have opened the door for positive change that reshapes the world. Our dreams and stories can also attract individual prosperity and success. Join creative artists Valerie June, Aisha Ophelia, Jacqueline Suskin, and Sarah Walco for The Power of Radical Imagination, a weekend workshop May 24th to 26th at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Ignite your radical imagination and cultivate positive change. Learn more at eomega.org/thrive.
This next song is rock and roll, my attempt at rock and roll. It's actually one of my favorite songs, to tell you the truth. And this was inspired actually by my wife at the time, feeling rather intimidated, scared, etc., fearful, while we were shopping in a local supermarket. And I thought, you know, I'll go outside and I'll look out for you. I'll just keep a watch for you. And later I thought of that phrase, looking out for you, and I thought, wow, that'd be fun to play, fun to compose a song called Looking Out For You. As you might see, you might play this a second time. The first time around, it sounds like a song of protection. It was much later when I heard the words again, and I thought, well, after we'd broken up, I'm kind of keeping an eye out for her in a different way. So regardless of the meaning or the inspiration for the song, I think you'll enjoy it.
Thank you.
dark man is wandering in the aisles, walking out on the avenue. I'll be looking, looking out for you. Looking out for you. Looking out for you. Looking out for you. Looking out. Somebody keeps knocking on the wall. Another time, another place, another story to tell. I heard a song and now I don't know the band. Crystal in my pocket, your letters in my hand. Looking out for you.
After having been together for several years, there was a parting of the ways. The story of how that happened really is not important because I ended up writing a song that really told the story but also brought it to a conclusion that I really, really like and allowed me to let go of a lot of attachment to that previous relationship. You might even recognize who it is in the song, but again, the words I trust are timeless in terms of how you swim through so much when there's a breakup, and then hopefully at some point, whether it's 6 months, a year, 2 years later, that you feel really pretty settled and resolved and you just move on. And the name of the song is Squared Away, which is really a good phrase for how I felt eventually. Really squared away. I hope you enjoy it.
I was listening to my iPod, driving in my Prius. We were headed to see the Dalai Lama. You were hoping he could see us. I always hug on the left and meditate every day. I visualize a better world. I sure wish I could have made her stay. My astrologer says I'm a Capricorn. Sure don't feel like a goat, trying to keep track of all my senses to keep myself from being remote. My psychic says I'm gonna travel and meet some new company. The girl I saw at the coffee shop, she was listening to Kenny G. I replaced all the lights with compact fluorescents, recycled my kitchen sink, went to see the preacher, he told me I needed a shrink. So I went to see the doctor, he sure did take a lot of notes. Then I went to see my guru, had to find an antidote. Thank you. just be still. So I took another breath inside. No more twisted dreams coming to me in the middle of the night. A man's life can be so lonely until he can set free the demons in his consciousness, the ones that just won't let him be. Now every cloud has a silver lining. Sometimes it's made of rope. How would Jesus handle this? In God's name, how would he cope? It's been 40 days and 40 nights. Haven't heard a word from her. Remembering back to the valley, a time so innocent, so pure. Jester, he sits in the corner. The king, he has dark glasses on. The angel, she's casting a shadow, selling her soul for a song. Out of the corner of my eye, there's a shape that is both fierce and wild. Truth can sting like a cold wind when love is built upon lies. Standing here at the crossroads, waiting for salvation to come. Singing my songs to the sea and the sky, and I'll be singing them till my life is done. There's times I feel so much closer to the heart of my true destiny. There's times I feel so much older. There's times to just let it be. There's times to just let it be.
And finally, a song whose production isn't the greatest, yet still, again, as I commented, I'm a lyricist. I really like lyrics, you know, and really do try to fit the music to the lyrics. And this is a song that what occurred to me is something that after I'm dead, that my family, my entire family, I mean my extended family as well as my more immediate family, I would like them to know that even when I cross over, and I'm in the afterlife, when I'm truly an ancestor, that I will be there in some way for them. And so the best way I could describe that is just what a very significant mentor told me when I was struggling with a passage through some loss. And this mentor, a very wise man indeed, I came in one time and I said, "Paul, I feel bad because I don't have enough money to pay you." He looked at me and furrowed his brow and very intently, almost staring through me, said, "That's okay, Stephen. I believe in you."
Just takes a little bit of love to make everything right. Stars are shining softly, so softly in your eyes. Whispered was a wisdom, no need to disguise what I feel. Song is a miracle, feeling my heart and soul with sweet inspiration, makes me want to let go of all the illusions that cloud up my vision and take me to places where I find myself missing, yet I still believe. Yes, I do. There's a little bit of sadness whenever you're not here, yet I will always love you whether you're far or near. I'll love you till forever comes around again. I'll be here waiting for you no matter where you've been, 'cause I believe in you, I believe in you, yes I do.
Thanks for joining me, and I hope you join me for future episodes where I'll share some powerful healing practices and meditations, introduce you to some amazing guests and friends of mine who will stop by for some conversation, and on occasion I'll pull some oracle cards from one of my decks and do readings. I'll also share some of my original music that I'm sure you'll enjoy. If you like what I'm doing, please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast app, or go to my show page on mindbodyspirit.fm, where you can also get the free mobile app to listen to any of my shows or find some new favorites. If you'd like to contact me with questions, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram, or send an email to info@drstephenfarmer.com. You can also find lots of material on that website, drstephenfarmer.com, so please feel free to explore. Please also know that by sending a question, you're giving me permission to possibly use it in a future podcast, so others may benefit from it. And to close, I'd leave you with the four most important words to take with you: gratitude, love, compassion, and forgiveness.
Hi, I'm Jane Asher, and I believe, and from what I've been shown, that when our loved ones die, they don't really leave. They just slip into the next room. On my podcast, I explore the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth and what follows when we do die. I speak with authors, friends, transition specialists, and other experts about every facet of death, dying, grief, hospice care, cultural traditions, and also our beliefs about that final journey and what we may end up facing. Please join me on The Next Room on the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network or wherever you get your podcasts.